And this is why this is an explicit podcast. You don't ever know where we're gonna end up.
I have no filter when it comes to language. I notice it at work and I have to stop myself a lot.
And I'm worse it when sucks. I'm with her.
Yeah.
I'm bad, but I've gotten better over the years. Okay, so I guess we're here to introduce ourselves. If you just heard that door slam, my apologies. That's what happens. I am Christina.
I'm Heidi.
And you're listening to the two manic millennials.
Manic.
Very manic. So, quick little backstory. We've known each other since I was 6 months old. I being Christina. Heidi being...
A year older.
1 year older.
Year and a half-ish.
Ish.
So 2 years.
Kind of. Whatever. Yeah,
whatever. What? 32 years.
It's yeah. Four, dude.
No, so it would say we know each other 32 years.
Yeah, but I just turned 34.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm doing stupid math.
Stupid math. You're pretty. Oh, you're pretty.
Oh my God. I don't even know what I was just thinking.
I have no clue.
We're not going to go there.
Okay. At all. But hey, whatever. So, we're going to bring you some real life shit on this podcast. We have some insane life stories.
Yep.
We can go ahead and just talk about the stupid stuff that happens when we try to go get food. Well, let's start with gas.
Oh. Jesus.
So, I'm not very adult, and I forget to get gas a lot. So, Heidi was gonna put gas in my car, and we were already cruising on the gas light. Decided we were going to make it all the way over to the gas station. Not very far. Quarter of a mile. Somebody reaches into her Mary Poppins bag.
Nope.
It failed us.
No credit card in there. No debit card. No money. Nope. That is in a different little coin purse that has cat butts on it. In the middle of my car.
So... we hold on to our asses and puddle slowly back to her car so we can get the cat butt. We successfully make it back to the gas station without running out of gas. I'm really not sure how we did that.
Too hot for that shit today.
That it is. It is hot as hell. He took off with the lighter.
Oh, magical purse.
Ah, Mary Poppins bag. The magical purse.
It might be a minute, though.
Her purse is magical. But...
with a nice and perfume. How many times would you like? No, they're empty.
We finally take off from getting our Petro and head all the way across town. Okay?
Okay.
We live in a college town. A nice little tri-city that's all backed up to each other, and it was a 20-minute round trip because we wanted chicken.
Oh, the best chicken and fries, that lemon pepper.
And they have this mild sauce.
You mix it with the hot.
It's just so good.
My mouth just watered.
Me too, and I'm full. So we get, over to the chicken place, and they're not open. And there had to have been a funeral, because they're always open.
Always.
So we're sad. Like, literally heartbroken. So I'm like, okay, let's roll over to this other little hood place and see if they're open. And why in the hell is it a Mexican grill now?
It's not chicken.
It's not even a chicken place. So we drive our asses all the way back over to town, or the other side of town, and go to the gyro place. So we go inside, which we never go inside, but we decide to go inside to study the menu because we have no clue what we want because we knew what we wanted.
But oh, we didn't get no chicken.
There was no chicken. So they had this really good 2 for $3 deal. Buy 2, get 1 for free. So we decided to get that. And cheese fries. All right. I'm American. I'm born here. I really have never left where I'm from. I hate English. There are so many words that can just be misconstrued. So, this dude hands us the receipt. And we're trying to figure out why it's cost so much.
And why it still says I owe $16 when I just paid $23 for 3 euros and some cheese fries. Like, actually, 2 euros.
2 euros, because one was free. So, finally, we realize he charged us for 2 of the specials.
Not one. You're going to get 6 euros.
6 euros and 3 cheese fries.
Fucking food, man.
I couldn't eat all that. So, once we realized that we were going to save her $16, we went ahead and came back to scarf down our food and record this podcast because we can't ever have a normal fucking moment.
No.
On that note, let us go return to our lives of being parents and all that jazzy stuff. All right, two manic millennials signing off.
Car.